Chapter 20, Cold, Aokiji. Marinford left its scars on every man, some more than others. Aokiji had been a tyrant on the battlefield that day, but it did not stop him from feeling a chill settle deep, deep in his bones. A single bite along his leg, made by teeth of a desperate brother. A desperate child, a desperate monster. He had ripped Monkey D. Luffy off his leg, but by then it had been too late. The chill slowly creeping upward, dark veins of ash crawling through his blood and limb. A persistent coldness, a following, a haunting, never letting him go, never letting him rest. He's lucky, he supposes, that Akainu ripped the leg off in the searing heat of purifying magma. He doesn't want to think of what would happen if that darkness, that coldness, that terrible soul-sucking void had climbed into his heart. Aokiji would never have ripped his leg off himself. He's too lazy for that. Just as he was too lazy to put down the brat, the monster, the demon, the first time he almost lost a leg. The devil child had found a good home for herself in the end, it seemed. One with worse monsters than her.